Vin Diesel eats in a day?
No.
Just two. Breakfast and Breck Furious.
Did you hear the rumor about the butter?
I'm not gonna spread it.
I like to use big words around people just to make myself seem more photosynthesis.
That one got me good. All right. I walked into a bar with my wife, and the bartender said, "You want a beer for your wife?" I was like, "Seems like a fair trade."
Always give 100%, unless it's blood.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame is such a great movie. I love it when the protagonist has a twisted backstory.
Some people are saying that women shouldn't have kids after 40. I kind of agree. 40 is way too many kids.
Did you hear about the circus fire? It was intense.
No. No matter how you pronounce Belvedere Cucumber's name, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Bergamot Cummerbund. Same guy.
There was once a king who was only 12 inches tall. Terrible king, great ruler.
I've been watching a lot of news about the war in Ukraine. And man, people mispronouncing Kiev is my new pet piv.
How does a penguin build its house?
I don't know how.
It glues it together. It's so stupid.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Innerts, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I know we've played those guys before, but fuck, they crack me up.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I don't know if you've seen the one that I send you every once in a while there, I think on TikTok, of the group that sits there and tries to make each other laugh, and then
yeah,
they like take a shot if they can make the other ones laugh or something. Yeah,
I
the ginger
them.
Ones get me every time. I think of, you know, yeah.
I watch them. I watch these guys are called Bros in Hats. I think their TikTok page is Bro Builds or something. And then there's they're not clean, but there's that group of guys that they'll do it to each other, and the ones they do are just dirty, you know, kind of the raunchiest of the raunchiest. But then they also do ones where they try to get either their mom or dad to laugh, and if they don't, they get smacked with a big bouncy ball or some shit.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun one too.
I've decided if I ever work again and they're like, "We need you to work clean," I'm doing an hour of those. That's it.
That'd be awesome.
just that. I shouldn't say an hour. I'll do a half hour of those, and the other half will be that diehard laughing in between each joke.
There you go. And I'll be honest, one of the times we didn't laugh, I almost thought it was you laughing. But
nope. No, but yeah, I don't know why. They're fucking corny. Am I getting old? Is that the...
Probably, but I mean, I like them. I was like, yeah, those are good.
Well, you are old.
I am.
I'm just getting there.
Not that old yet. Well, I guess I am, but...
You're older than me. And at this age, that just makes you old.
Yeah, it is. Shut up.
You know, 21, 22, stuff like that? No. You're not old. But now that people accuse me of being old, anybody older than me is just fucking old. Just the way it is. So, oh, no, I do. I love those guys. I think they're fucking hilarious. But that's just me. I saw you went and saw the Marvels.
I did.
And?
And then you haven't seen it yet?
No.
I will say this. It's, I can see all the Marvel, whatever. They're going to have issues with it. There's going to be problems. People are going to bitch. But it was entertaining, and I was laughing for most of the movie.
It's similar,
I was entertained.
Some of the reviews I've heard was that, you know, it's, I think the best way I heard it, and without seeing it, I guess, you know, but the best way I heard it is you have the MCU, and then you have the Disney MCU. Like, hey, this isn't for you older male nerds, similar to the Iron Mans and the Thors, and, you know, this is for you younger, up-and-coming female nerds.
It's pretty much, if you like the Ms. Marvel show at all, you'll like this.
And I did like Ms. Marvel, so... And I do like...
So you'll like this. There's a lot of... It's a lot of that kind of humor and that kind of show. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I definitely... I mean, I thought it was fun. The cats, or not cats, whatever they're called. You know, Goose. Cracked me up through the whole thing.
Yeah, the Flurkin, is that what they're...
Yeah, the Flurkin.
Yeah.
Cracked me up. The whole thing, I mean, it was fun. It was a fun show. It was fun. I laughed. I enjoyed it. I had a blast. I mean, I would recommend it. I think the kids would love it.
So that's why I didn't go see it. I had full intentions, and then the kids had plans. So I had to have a sit-down talk with them and go, hey, I think it's awesome. You guys are involved. You got your friends. You want to go do this, this, and this. honestly, I do. I think that's great. But I had to tell them, I'm done stopping my life because you guys aren't home.
Yeah.
You know? And I told him, going to the movie. We're way behind on Loki. I think we've only watched 3 episodes because same thing. Like, every time I get a chance to sit down and watch TV, I'm not busy with shit. You know, Araya, who's the one who likes to watch that with us, she's doing something. And so we're like, oh, we better not watch it. Araya will get mad. I'm done worrying about that. I told him that. I'm going to start. If you're not home and I have time to do what I want to do, you'll have to figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
So,
and that's kind of the thing I need to get into, because I haven't watched Loki yet. I haven't done any of that. It was mainly it was kind of one of those things. Amber, Amber's like, we have these, the Regal Pass, and we haven't used it in months. We need to either use it or get rid of it. So it's like, oh, well, let's go see the Marvels, which I will tell you, they do movie theaters down here completely different.
I kind of saw your pictures. Explain.
There's a full freaking bar.
Oh, we have those.
In the Regal.
Yeah, we have those.
Like a full bar inside the Regal?
The Cinebar in Issaquah is a Regal and has full bar.
Well, yeah, but this isn't like a Cinebar. I mean, it's just you walk in. The inside was huge. There's a arcade. There was a full coffee stand that you could go to instead of the, getting, your popcorn stuff. Then there was also a smoothie bar, full on bar. Then we got VIP tickets. So in the VIP, we got free popcorn and free drinks throughout the entire show.
And a drink or alcoholic?
Just normal drinks. Okay. The alcoholic drinks are really expensive. They have alcohol, but you don't want to get it because it was stadium, I think we each got a drink, and it was I think they were $15 a piece.
Yeah, stadium.
Yeah, so stadium drinks. So, it was kind of a cool experience. But, in the seats they have down in Auburn, those style of seats, it was cool, but, it's huge.
I'm curious if that's a one-off, if all the theaters are like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a one-off.
Because
they even had, when we got there, there was a Santa. I didn't get you pictures of that. There was a Santa.
Ooh.
On a, in front of a tree with a couch and just a Santa sitting there. Mm. And a real looking Santa. I mean, it wasn't a good Santa.
Yeah. So I know the theater in the Mall of America was like that. Full on restaurant. They had menus you would take to your seats.
Mm-hmm.
And you ordered on a keypad and they would bring your food to you. But if you went to the neighborhood theater, it was like any other. And that was 20 years ago. So
yeah,
I don't know, but oh, Santa. Speaking of Santa, oh, mm-hmm. Today was my day. Christmas started today.
And I will be honest, I've decorated my office, not a lot, but we had to go to Michael's for something else because we needed frames for pictures, and I bought a little thing that looks like a coffee cup, and it says, "Dear Santa, I'll be good after my coffee." And then I got this thing, it's like a little, it's garland, but instead of like the normal stuff hanging from it, it's like elf clothes, like they're drying the clothes out, and I've got those hanging in my office at work.
Nice. So I actually thought of you. I saw this thing on TikTok, and it's the best Christmas cards for your sarcastic coworkers. One of them is, "Ho, ho, holy shit, we don't get paid enough for this." Having me nice. As a coworker is your Christmas present.
I like that one.
From one fabulous bitch to another, Merry Christmas.
That's another good one.
Coworkers are like Christmas lights. They hang around together. Half don't work, and the other half aren't very bright. I want to buy that one.
That one's a good one.
Shit show supervisor. It's set up like a dictionary. So it says, noun, one, an expert multitasker who solves problems no one else can. Someone who is tasked with trying to organize our chaotic workplace on a daily basis. Also C, a miracle worker who has well and truly earned a relaxing break this Christmas. Elves don't make the kind of toys you like.
That's true.
I choose my work friends like I choose my cocktails, strong, fabulous, and with a twist. Chance made us coworkers, bitching about everything has made us friends. And it's on, you can get them on Etsy at Hint of Sarcasm. But I saw those and I was like, oh. Like, to me, that was a Christmas that Brandon can get behind.
That is. Did you see the one that I tagged you in?
On, give me a platform.
I think it should have been on Facebook. I was trying to find it. I tagged you on one on Facebook that had cards. Or did I send it to you? I thought I tagged you in it. No, I can't find it.
The only notification I had from you in the last week was your picture. For whatever reason, I got notified of it. But your picture of you recording down the rabbit hole. That's the last notification since October 13th. Oh, no. And then I got a post, or Brandon Valentine added a post. Fuck off. That is all.
Nice.
So, I don't think you tagged me in either one of those, but for whatever reason, those are the only two things that popped up on my notification since the 13th of October from you.
There was another one that I saw on Facebook that I thought I had sent to you, but I guess not.
I did. So today, I was scrolling through the radio channels because I'm old and I listen to radio. And I was scrolling through and Christmas music has started. Warm 106.9.
It's too early for Christmas music.
Nope, not at all. First song I heard was Michael Bublé, Jingle Bells, and I've been beaming ever since. I even put a text in our group work chat saying, Angry Matt's gone until January 1st. So, super excited. Super excited.
What was that till January 1st?
That Angry Matt has disappeared until January 1st.
Why would you be angry?
I'm always angry. Have you fucking worked with the people I work with?
Yeah, but you love Christmas, and this is where you get Angry Matt. Yeah, Angry Matt should be gone until the first, right?
That's what I said, yeah. Now that Christmas music's on.
Okay.
So this weekend, I'm going to start...
I said it broke up a little bit there, but yeah, makes sense.
This weekend, I'm going to start getting the Christmas shit out because, you know, next weekend with it being Thanksgiving, and then we'll probably decorate with Samantha and stuff. And so I get my car buddies soon, too. so I can cruise down the street with three people in the car with me. Elf, Clark Griswold, and the Grinch.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. You got to get pictures of that.
I've also been asked numerous times if we were doing another roast this year.
I mean, I obviously can't because I'm not there. And I mean, it's probably better that I'm not doing it because I'm not that good at the roast. We know this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have, like I told him, I don't have a venue. I had one lady go, I'm the assistant manager at a bar in Tacoma. You have a venue. But I don't know. I haven't thought a whole lot of effort to think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody even suggested this
one thing, I'll be honest.
Go ahead.
That what?
I was going to say, somebody put this
suggestion. That's funny, I don't completely mess all that much.
The roast?
No, is the booking of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was somewhat fun, but at other times it was just a freaking total pain in my ass. Because yeah. You get people all the time, oh, why don't you book me? Because I book three comedians a month.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. And that might be part of the problem with you kind of still being in the scene. Right, as you kind of make buddy-buddy with a lot of these guys, just being at different shows with them.
Yeah.
And so they automatically think they have an in, and when they're not booked, where I'm not in the scene, I don't care. I'm just booking comedy.
Yeah.
So, fuck them.
Yeah.
But somebody did suggest to me that I should roast, that we should do the roast of the elf this year.
Yeah.
And honestly, the first thing that popped in my head was calling Brock Torino to see if he'd be the elf.
He, knowing Brock, he would probably be excited. I mean, this is the guy that once got like kicked out of a midget group, or not midget, you know what I mean? Little person group, because he wouldn't stop saying midget. And also basically said he didn't understand why dwarf tossing was such a bad thing.
Oh my god, I would fucking die.
Oh yeah.
Now I want to do it.
I think he'd do it.
Now I want to do it. Oh, in Tacoma. Of all places.
I mean, I'm sure everyone else will get mad at you and Brock for doing it, but I think it'd be awesome.
Oh, I don't give two flying fucks. What are they going to cancel me from?
I know. That's kind of what, that's why I'm like, yeah, I think it's awesome.
Oh, I might be in. I may have to sit down and put some serious thought into this. I suppose I got to call Crystal first. She's the gal I know that assistant manages a bar in Tacoma. And find out if she was for real. Right.
You should.
I'm trying to see if she lists on her Facebook page what bar it is. O'Malley's.
Is that where she...
O'Malley's Irish Pub in Tacoma.
In Tacoma?
Yeah.
They used to do comedy there a long time ago. In fact, that was one of the places when I was like doing stuff with what's his freaking Kareem. That's one of the places that we did comedy out of.
Yeah, she said there's a stage.
Like, oh yeah, they have a great stage. It's a great place. They do a lot of music shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
It's a great place.
The only thing I'm seeing listed on a ton of trivia night.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, they used to do comedy a long time ago, and I don't know what happened there.
Huh. Oh. Might be worth it. No. Oh, to roast an elf.
Now you'll be fine. And it's right now, I think it's just down the block from like the Tacoma Comedy Club, 6th and Proctor.
Oh, okay.
Their new spot.
Let's see. Is there an address? Yep, it's on 6th.
Yeah. I knew it was on 6th. Like I said, I used to go there all the time. I think it's one of the last places I hung out with Chris Brandon.
With who?
Chris Brandon.
Oh. Yeah, did you see... Yeah. Did you see... Aaron, are you friends with Aaron Flett?
Aaron who?
Aaron used to go by Riggs.
Yeah.
Him and Chris came in together with Brad.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that refused to warn me about Brad with Chris until after I got back. But he posted an old flyer that with him and Brad on it, and it just says best of times, worst of times, still miss this lunatic. And then Jonas Barnes posted, I drove him from Seattle to Humboldt and back for a show at the Mattel Theater, and surviving that one is still one of my biggest triumphs. And, Alfred Carcieri said he did the same thing. Morgan Preston said he did the same thing. Jonas replies with, yeah, we almost got in a fist fight numerous times. So.
I think it was a rite of passage for a bunch of people, and I luckily missed it.
It sounds like I should have kept going, because those guys are all doing pretty well with comedy. Maybe Brad was the lucky touch. Or his balls were.
His balls were.
Oh. The roast of an elf. Fuck. Got me thinking. Oh, speaking of thinking, I think the computer just went kaput on us again. Let's see if we get him back here. Yep, we're reconnected now. I look at the time, and it's the time Toby got home. So... means everybody just got on a computer. So this could be a fun last part of the show as we get going, but who knows? For those listening out there, if you guys would be interested in a elf roast, hit us up on the socials and let me know, because I want to make sure people are going to come if I put time and effort into making this happen. Just my 2 cents worth, because I'm not really... into it a whole lot anymore. And so if I'm going to stick my neck out there and get things going, I'd like to make sure people are going to come on out. You know how that goes. So, Brandon, are you back? Hello. Hello. Well, his video popped up, his screen's up, but no Brandon. It says, I'm connected to computer audio. Brandon, are you there?
There you go. You're back?
Yep.
You're back. Woo.
Was that me?
You suddenly disappeared.
I got no warning that anything was unstable. And all of a sudden, I thought I did something. I reached down to grab my phone, and I hit the USB cord. And that's when it shut off, and I was like, oh, fuck. What did I hit? But...
yeah, suddenly you were just gone.
And we're gone again. This is obnoxious. Absolutely fucking obnoxious. I don't know. We really just, this show just needs to be in studio. It's crazy, but... I'm texting the wife to see if everybody got online, see if we can't get this figured out. I think he's coming back. Again, his screen popped up. And it's gone again. We'll put you on a little hiatus while we see if we can't get him back here. Yep, it's trying again, so we'll give it one more fucking go, and if not, we'll do the old Book of the Face thing again. That seemed to work well last time we had this issue. So, who fucking knows? If anybody wants to donate to the fucking Wi-Fi extender fund, feel free. You can Venmo me at I'm Not Too Proud to Beg. I'm kidding. That's not my Venmo. Don't send money there.
There you go. Now you're back.
All right. It popped up for a little bit and then it disappeared. I looked at the time. I'm assuming Tosh and everybody just got home. It's about that time, so fuck if I know. Fuck if I know.
Yeah, you're doing great, and then all of a sudden, bloop.
Yep. What else? Have you watched anything else new? I watched that, was it Old Dads?
What?
Is that the name of it? Old Dads? That new movie?
Old Dads.
Yeah, with a Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm.
With Bill Burr. Have you watched that one yet?
No.
Yeah. Let me make sure that's the one. Oh, yeah. I'm unstable again. So we'll see if we get fucking thrown. Yeah, it's called Old Dads. And it was okay. I think I was expecting it to be better. It was all comics, you know. The basis of the movie, three best friends become fathers late in life. And find themselves battling preschool principals, millennial CEOs, and anything created after 1987. But it's Bill Burr, Bobby Cannavale, Bokeem Woodbine, and it was just okay.
That sucks. I hate when you're hoping it's going to be good, and then after you see it, you're like, eh.
Yeah. I have been watching a lot of documentaries. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the new JFK one.
How was that?
It's really just talking to the last surviving members of people that were there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it. I mean, it was really well done, but it really pushed the narrative that Oswald did it alone.
No.
Which
We've talked about it. I think Oswald was alone. I honestly do, but I think the third shot wasn't his. The third shot was from the Secret Service. The kill shot.
I still lead the mob, but I mean, that's why I think Jack Ruby was there. That was one of the things that bothered me, too. They said Jack Ruby, right, due to his mob ties with the police, was just able to walk freely through that stuff when it was supposed to be press only. They had to check if they were carrying pistols or anything, they had to check them at the door. They weren't allowed back in that area with them. And
yeah.
You know, when you come out and you say because of Ruby's mafia ties with the police, and then the next sentence out of that same person's mouth was Jack Ruby always hated Lee Harvey Oswald and loved President Kennedy, and this was his way to become a hero.
Yeah, see, I've seen some where they said that he loved Kennedy, but had no idea who Oswald was. Just that he knew that Oswald had killed Kennedy, and that's why he went after him. But who knows? I mean, I think the mob was involved.
Yeah, whether it's financially,
I think there's a lot of weird stuff in that. There's a lot of crazy.
Yeah, whether financially or, you know, actually pulling the trigger themselves.
And a lot of people think that actually he wasn't even shooting at the president.
Who was he shooting at? The governor?
He was shooting at the governor. Well, because he'd already taken a shot at the governor. He took a shot at the governor at his house.
Lee did?
Mm-hmm. I was already taking a shot at that governor at his house.
In all the years of studying this, I've never heard that.
Yeah. He'd taken a shot at the governor like a week before that at the governor's house.
Well, if that's the case, they build this guy up as the greatest marksman ever, and he's just a really bad fucking shot.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
There's a lot of evidence that he was actually shooting at the governor. There's a lot of stuff that they, like, it's like most of them, most conspiracy theories, they pick and choose what they want.
Oh, 100%.
To fit their narrative.
100%. You know, I just try to look at the... I mean, I come up with my own theories, of course, but I try to just look at the ballistics of it. You know, that whole magic bullet, how they got the entire country to believe that theory is fucking unreal.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they believe the magic bullet when once you actually look at it, it was a straight shot. It was just the way he was sitting.
And that's how it went? 17 entries and exits?
Oh, no, it's not even that many. It's actually like it's 4. If you actually like look at the evidence, it was like 4. Mm. It was just the weird angles that it hit only hit because of the way that they were sitting. Like the I think the governor wasn't in a real seat. He was in what they call a jump seat, so he was lower than the president. So if you actually put him in the seat that he really was in, it's a straight trajectory through like I think it's I can't remember how many hits it was, but it all goes right through him. The one shot.
Yeah.
It's a perfect straight shot. Right out of the book's suppository. It's weird. There's a lot of weird stuff. But I mean, like I said, it's one of those things you can find somebody. I've gone there. It's kind of cool. But
I've
if you read all their stuff, there's so many different weird things.
Yeah, I've delved in many, many times. But, you know, I don't think we'll ever know. You know, it just they'll never redact everything that the government has on it, or show unredacted everything they have on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one I'm looking at shows it going in through the right shoulder, up through the left shoulder, out the left shoulder, in through. Connolly's right arm, right wrist, then knee. Is the one I'm looking at. So, who fucking knows?
Yeah. It's weird. Like I said, if you look at it, it's one of those weird things that it's actually, like, it is a straight line.
But... Like I said, it was really done, but it really felt like the government, it really felt like it was 1964 and the government had a say in what could be said.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
You know, because nobody, the grassy knoll was not mentioned one time. And whether you believe somebody shot from the grassy knoll or not, it was such a prominent part of the whole thing that it at least needs to be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, just randomness like that. But yeah, I watched that one. I watched, It Ain't Over. Yogi Berra. Really good. Which one? It's called Yogi Berra, It Ain't Over.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. That fuck, you want to talk about an amazing man? Holy shit. Like, I've always had just that caricature clown that all the yogiisms and shit like that. No, he just,
oh yeah, all the like completely wrong, you know. Yeah,
yeah, it ain't over till it's over. The fucking Affleck commercial always comes to my mind, like where he's like, it don't hurt to miss work if you get hurt at work. And he goes through that whole fucking spiel. And but no, that guy was a fucking in World War II. And, you know, he was something else. And then I watched the other one I watched was the can't remember what the name of it was, but it was basically about Balco and the steroids.
Oh.
And the guy they...
That must have been a good one.
Yeah. You know, what all the proof they had, yet they didn't get the guy on any counts. Which, for whatever reason, I thought Victor Conti was, like... They got him on 2 of the 30-some counts. But it was really...
Yeah,
like,
I thought he was busted.
They busted him. They raided the place. And then the lawyers Conti hired got him to drop this charge and that charge and this charge and that charge and not enough evidence for this charge. And they got him on 2, and it was like laundering money, and I don't think any of it really related to steroids. So...
I didn't know that. I thought they'd busted him, like, they had actually, like, got him, like, charged and convicted of all that. But, yeah, I didn't look that far into that one. That was one I should probably look farther into. Hmm.
They did show, like, a lot of the ledgers with, like, Barry Bonds on it. And, like, they had the FBI or whoever was that raided them. They pulled all these calendars that were made. Like, on Monday, you take, you know, this anabolic steroid, and on Tuesday, you take the clear, and on Wednesday, you don't take anything, then Thursday, you mask it with the cream, you know. And they went through and showed all those, and they talked to guys who, like, Olympic athletes who were busted for steroids that actually went through and talked about how they got in with Victor Conti. He owned, Balco, but there was an actual, like, GNC product you could get that he owned, a company he owned. And there was the guy who ended up breaking, I think in 2000, he broke the world record for the fastest man. And he was a Balco guy. And Conti wanted him to wear his logo. And he had just signed with Nike. And so there was a big, like, well, fuck you. And they believe it was Victor Conti that turned him in.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see what early life means. Oh, yeah. I didn't know this either. He was a bass player for a band called Tower of Power from 77 to 79. And then he was a pianist with Herbie Hancock. And a violinist with Sugarcane Harris.
Wow.
I didn't know any of that. He 0 degrees in the medical field whatsoever. He's a guy who went to the library. He even says this. He went to the library and read every biochem book and blah, blah, blah that he could and started making his own shit in a lab. He literally no medical background at all. Whether steroids are bad, whatever you think of steroids, that's pretty fucking impressive.
That is impressive.
That this guy could have zero medical background, zero chemistry background, science background, anything like that, and make an undetectable steroid that got the cream of the crop for athletes to come to for. It wasn't like this guy was signing Joey Cora, you know, people that only locals know, you know. It was Marion Jones and Barry Bonds and, like, fucking the biggest guys in their sport.
Yeah, that's insane.
Completely nuts. Completely nuts. And then the final one I watched is actually called 54. And I don't know why, but that's always one I've, like... Anything that's come out about Studio 54, I'm just enthralled with.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I like disco. I shouldn't say I don't like disco, but I'm not like a disco fan. I'm not, you know. I don't know. So that's been what I've been watching on television.
Yeah. No, I haven't been watching a whole lot. Like I said, we went to see the Marvels, and other than that, it's just been I've just been busy.
Those have all been my 4 a.m. Saturday, Sunday morning watches before the kids get up.
Yeah.
So I normally get about two in before the kids get up. So, not that you care, but big win for the Huskies.
Yeah.
Still ranked number 5, 10-0. I will give you this. I'm pulling for the Cougars this weekend.
Is it just because it'll make the Huskies better?
No. No, they're playing a losing team. They're playing Colorado. But, and I don't even have like a disregard for Deion Sanders. I hate the fact that they win their first three games and everybody blew them up. Like, I mean, everything was Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Everything. You couldn't turn on any show and not see it.
Yeah.
And I don't like the false premise bullshit. You've got teams like Washington 10-0. You got teams like Florida State 10-0. They're a 30-second blurb on SportsCenter. You got Deion Sanders, who's 4-6, and they're still talking about him. You know, so I'm pulling for the Cougars. Plus, it'd be nice to see the Cougars snap their 5-game winning streak or losing streak.
Yeah, you know. I mean, the Cougars, what do you expect?
And I'd rather get their last win of the year out of the way against Colorado than next week and against the Huskies.
No, they're going to win next week and just to annoy you.
Huh?
They're going to win next week just to annoy you.
Oh, I'm sure. I fear the game every time that the Huskies.
Because we both know that's how what happens is one of the teams will do really good that year. They have a chance to make it into into one of the bowl games, and then the other team's like, haha, fuck you.
I don't
know. Played horrible all year, but we're going to fuck you over today.
That series has always been, it's never been like, no matter which team, right? Whether it's UW or Wazoo, it's never been, oh my God, we're the dominant team. We need to get jacked up for this game and win it. It's always the fucking nothing team that playing spoiler is more important than the good team being champions.
Yeah.
It always feels that way. Fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Fucking hate it.
But that's what makes it fun.
And then the Seahawks, they got the W.
They did, which was, I mean, it was rough there for a minute. I was a little worried.
It's rough. Our whole rest of the season is going to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where up, we're like, okay, just hold them. You got to keep them from getting to the end zone for the next 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really work.
No. No. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night?
No, I didn't get it. I was doing other stuff.
Holy fuck. One, what a boring-ass game. What a completely gross and disgusting game. It was Buffalo and Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Allen, I think, or not Jared Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen threw 3 picks and fumbled twice, I think it was, or 4 picks and fumbled twice. Cook fumbled. So Denver had 5 turnovers, and of their 5 turnovers, they only got 3 total points off of it. Buffalo was having a hard time going anywhere. They finally get the lead by 1 because Denver's kicker with like 2 minutes left fucking fumbles their holder fumbles the extra point. And so Buffalo goes up by 1. Denver comes down. 20 seconds left. Pass interference on the fucking 20-yard line by Buffalo. So then Denver rushes out to kick the field goal. They kick the field goal and shank it. And Buffalo gets a flag for 12 men on the field. So they get 5 yards closer and a shot at a second kick and win the game. Yeah. And now Russell Wilson's in the playoff picture. And Buffalo's chances are slipping. A game reminded me a lot of our fantasy matchup. Horrible.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that.
I was trying to avoid it. I can't get any fucking luck. You beat me by almost 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. The headline is Cellar Dweller Dominates High M Karma with an A-plus performance. And I'm not going to worry about reading the rest of that bullshit. My leading scorer? Yeah. My leading scorer was Jason Myers.
Yeah.
The kicker of the Seahawks. So...
Well, see, like, for me, like, I had Josh Allen last night, but I didn't even need him. It was already over.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Just saying. I mean, but when I had, I mean, Mike Evans, 23 points. I actually had my one of my wide receivers, Dotson, didn't even get a point. But
I know.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 25. Christian McCaffrey, 14. Yeah, and then... I should have had Brock Purdy playing on my freaking bench.
Well, it didn't.
He got 29. My defense got 15.
I lost two of my starters to concussion early in their games.
Yeah.
One of them being my quarterback, which did not help.
No.
Yeah, it was just, it was bad all around. Not going to lie. Not going to lie at all. Plus, I had Kelsey on a bye, which hurts. You know, so I had to pick up some other schmo. I should have started Najee Harris, but he hasn't scored 15 points all year, let alone in one game. And your team here is about the same as my Money League team. I have McCaffrey. I picked up Dotson, who got 0 points for me. I have Allen. The difference is I needed Allen and Diggs to score some points. Not many. So I did win that league, but I needed them to score 10. And they didn't get much more than that. I think like 18 combined or something. So.
Yeah, see, I got lucky.
Not against me, you didn't.
Nah. I just whooped your ass.
Yeah, and first place, you're going to have to change your name.
I know. That's okay. My money league, I'm up to second. So, and I won that one 153 to 115. And he was originally projected to beat me because I picked up, because this is how much I wasn't paying attention. My two quarterbacks both had a bye week this week. So I'm like, well, fuck, I got to go pick up a quarterback. So I went and got Joshua Dobbs from Minnesota. I'm like, fuck, he's the only one that's probably going to start, whatever. And he fucking went off.
Yeah, I want to pick up Dobbs in my league for because of Josh Allen. His bye is coming up. And Dobbs and Allen have the same bye week.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He got me 25 points.
I had to pick up Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you see who's number two behind you?
No.
Chris Jr.?
No, and I think that's who I play against this week.
You guys have the same record. You've just scored 103 more points than he has.
Yeah.
And then I'm in another league, that lawyer from San Francisco league, and Tosh beat me there.
Then last week we didn't talk about it. I whooped your wife last week too, just so you know. So I got you both.
Yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah, I even sent her a message. Because she says the her team name's Girls Rule, and I told it Girls Drool. So.
Oh, only if they're not doing it right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, it's hard to drool what you swallow.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean, you've been married long enough. Does that even happen?
Didn't happen early in the marriage. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Nobody wants his belly resting on their head.
That's a bitch I never really needed.
Yeah, well, you thank got you. It. It's
yeah, I did. Now. I did.
It's there now. You know, we were talking Marvel earlier, and we were talking Christmas earlier. Funko announced their new Christmas pops coming. for Marvel. Let me see if I can find it here because they're fucking cool. So you have Iron Man, but it's old school Iron Man, like old comic Iron Man, toting around a sack of toys. Spider-Man, I think they just changed the Christmas sweater. I think it's the exact same pose and everything. But they got She-Hulk dressed as an elf. And then they got Deadpool in a Christmas sweater. And then they have... This one just screams you. It's Wolverine, but it's in the yellow and blue tights, Wolverine.
Yeah.
With snow on his head and snow on his shoes, holding a sign that says Bah Humbug.
Okay, that's awesome.
I thought you would I thought you would appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I like that one. Sounds like a good one.
So I saw it today and I was like, oh, those are pretty cool. And then speaking of Funko, have you seen that Pop Yourself thing now?
Yes, I have seen that.
I got on there and I just wanted to put one together just to see what it looked like. Mm-hmm. Package Man Ups, who made the Re-Nerds podcast pops, 10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
10 times better.
I love mine. I mean, you can't see it, but the studio, the way I've got it all set up, all my pops are up on the wall and they go all the way around the room, except for that one that I got from, you know, got from him, sits on my desk right in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still to this day one of the coolest things ever.
Now, no, it is.
I'm not going to lie. I know he's got a lot of, like, action figure pieces, too, and I wouldn't mind myself as an action figure.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
But and they have that, too. We've talked about that on the show before. I think Hasbro does it, where you could get yourself as a... like Stormtrooper, or I think it was Snake Eyes or something like that. A couple different G.I. Joes, things like that. So, but, well, did you do any comedy last week?
Cool. No, I'm doing comedy this Thursday, though.
Anything big or?
No, it's just a guest set, 5-minute guest set on a show in Spring, Texas.
Yeah. I can't remember if I mentioned last week. Did I mention I saw Danny?
No.
I ran into him at the grocery store, and we got bullshitting for a while. Super excited for him. He's going to go down and try to get on Kill Tony.
That's awesome.
Did he talk to you about that?
No, but I've seen him post about it. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, I think it'll be cool.
He's going to be down there 4 or 5 days. He said he was going to reach out. He said he knew that you were kind of far away, but... He did tell me he was going to reach out and see if there was a meet in the middle type spot or, you know, something.
Yeah. We're going to have to see something. Yeah. Cause really from Austin where the Kill Tony is, it's about a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'm sure there's probably a Buc-ee's between here and there we can meet at.
A Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
I always thought. I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was pronounced Boosies or something.
No, it's Buc-ee's. It's Buc-ee's.
That's Buccees or whatever it is, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Like the Buc-ee Beaver.
Yeah. So.
They're awesome.
No, it was really cool. I got to catch up with him, chit-chat quite a while. He ran over a little bit of his set that he was planning on using down there. You know, asked opinions on it, and then just talked about life and, you know, the mental wellness type shit, mental health, just kind of, you know, picking yourself up and knowing that in a couple days you might be right back down again and things like that. So it was really cool to catch up with him. And then I found his page you told me about.
That's awesome.
His food page.
The cooking page.
Yeah.
I've only seen like 2 things on there, but I'm hoping to get some more.
So I watched him make, I think it was a breakfast burger. I think was the one I saw. So.
Yeah, I saw like I said, I think there was 2 of them, but yeah. I'm hoping to get some more so I can see more on there and see what he's got going.
Yeah.
And support him.
Absolutely.
So
good,
yeah.
Good dude. I've always been a fan. It's the weirdest meet. Like, I was literally wearing a Deadpool coat at McDonald's and he was working there. And we got talking about Deadpool. And then we ended up going and seeing, I think, the first Spider-Man together. And then I realized how much he shits on every single movie ever.
He does.
You know, but then we had him out at Imbibe. You know, and he thanked me for that, too. He's, you know, again.
Oh, yeah, he was awesome. I love Danny.
Yeah, so really good dude. But all right, guys. Well, there was a little spoof in the middle, but we made it through.
Yep.
So that works out.
Good, good.
Christmas season's officially begun, so let's get ready for some of those episodes coming up. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some Christmas ones.
Yeah.
And we got to figure out how we're going to do Christmas. I think I found a couple things for you already that I'm going to have to figure out how to get to you. We're just going to have to put together a box and mail it to you.
I may just put it on Amazon and have it sent straight to your house.
There you go.
Because I know if I have to put it in a box and tape the box and write an address on the box, you'll get it some Christmas. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
But
eventually.
I'm horrible at that.
Oh, yeah. I am too, but I found a couple things when I was shopping over the weekend that I was like, oh, these will be perfect.
Even if I put it in the car and go, oh, I'll just stop by and you know, stop by a UPS store or whatever and send it off. And then I'll get home and go, fuck, I didn't stop by the UPS store. Well, I don't feel like leaving. Like, it's the same every fucking time. So,
yeah, it is.
At least I know my weaknesses.
Yeah, it's good to know.
So, all right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.